Afghanistan forges ahead to a brighter future. An extremist country could be on the way to spiritual revolution, and a businessman makes good on his mission's dream. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nearly half of the eligible voters in Afghanistan turned out for the parliamentary elections over the weekend. Although the threat of Taliban violence hung over it, the government urged Afghans to use the elections to build a better country. Jackie Lammer, CURE International's executive director in Afghanistan, agrees.
We're very, very hopeful that the corruption that we saw in last year's presidential elections will not hold true for the parliament elections that we just held this Saturday.
The medical system is in bad shape. The health of women and children is among the worst in the world. CURE International is careful to obey the guidelines as guests in Afghanistan. Still, the gospel is simple.
Our expatriate staff really try to model Christian behavior by doing the walk and speaking to our colleagues and our patients, just kind of being the hands and feet of Jesus.
When people ask questions, they're ready with an answer that relates to the faith in Jesus that motivates their work. Next, Iran's president claimed his country is a genuine cradle of liberty. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made the comments while in New York for the annual meeting of the UN General Assembly. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says,
any person who's had an exposure to the realities of life in Iran would disagree.
Mueller says Ahmadinejad is a master of the big lie.
He's a Holocaust denier, for example. It's easy to deny something as long as you don't have to back up evidence. And in this case, it's easy to say Iran is a free country because everybody who would dissent, it knows clearly that if they dissent, they will be sent to prison.
Iran ranks second on Open Doors World Watch list of countries which persecute Christians.
We've talked about on this program those that have spent months in prison simply for converting to Christianity and have suffered huge abuse because of that.
Despite the oppression, Mueller says many Iranians are turning from Islam and following Christ. Funding is needed to help support Open Doors work among them. You're listening to Mission Network News. An undisclosed country in the Middle East is in the midst of a spiritual revolution, Sammy Tippett says.
There is a revival that's taking place, and that revival is centered in the youth population.
Sammy Tippett Ministries gathered believers from the country in a safe place to train them in discipleship. As firmer foundations for the truth are built through discipleship, the country could radically change.
This country is on the brink of going one of two ways. It is known already as an extremist-type country, and it could continue to go that way. However, there is a movement among young people in the country, not only for Christianity, but rejecting the status quo of Islam in that nation. So the impact that this could make could be literally revolutionary.
Meanwhile, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is celebrating 60 years of ministry. Their next television special will chronicle the early years, emphasize the millions of touched lives, and highlight its global impact today. The television special features rare footage from Billy Graham's historic visits in Eastern Europe, along with radio and television broadcasts. To watch the program online or to find dates, click on the link at our website. It began airing on Christian networks yesterday. And life catches up to you when you put entering the mission field on hold until after. Sometimes after means never. California businessman Brad Stoner was one of those who put off his interest in missions, but once he opened the door, well, he's made up for lost time. Since 1999, he's made 33 trips to 10 countries, mostly through E3 partners, to spread the gospel. The point is, take the time to get involved now. You can pray, you can give, or you can go. There are more details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can win a free trip to India with Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on our link. That's at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.